Hello, everybody. My name is John Ingram with Town Square Media Montrose, and I am very happy and excited to be joined with three very special people to talk about the Valley Symphony Association's Season 52, as well as their upcoming concert, Pops in the Park, From Sea to Shining Sea. That is going to be September 9th at the Montrose Rotary Amphitheater. I have with me Stacy Ryan, the Communications and Development Director with the VSA. I've got Troy Raper, the new music director and orchestra conductor, also with the VSA. And then David Dragoo, the president of Colorado Outdoors. And Colorado Outdoors is the proud partner for the upcoming Pops in the Park From Sea to Shining Sea show on September 9th. So first of all, Stacy, I want to welcome you back to the studio. And I also want to say congratulations on going into season 52. And I'm hoping you can talk a little bit about what VSA fans and folks in the community can expect from season 52 with the VSA.
Thanks, John. Glad to be here. Yes, we're really excited to kick off our season 52 and go back to our sixth concert series. We have our annual Pops in the Park concert, like you mentioned, and it's our free outdoor concert where we invite everybody to come on out and bring an umbrella, bring a chair, and bring yourselves and enjoy the kickoff band, which is the Montrose Community Band, will start at 6, and then the orchestra and chorus will follow at 7. And our organization supports volunteer musicians of all ages and walks of life who hail from throughout the Western Slope, from including the Uncompahgre Grand and North Fork Valleys. And we have teens to octogenarians on stage. So really, we'd love for our crowd to reflect that same demographic. So teenagers, come on out, and families and grandparents and everybody else in between. And we're excited again to have our Season 52, which has September, November, December concerts, as well as February, March, and April concerts.
Yeah, and it's going to be a jam-packed season. It looks like a lot of great concerts and themes coming up throughout Season 52. And that brings me to Troy Raper, again, the music director and orchestra conductor with the VSA. Troy, I'm hoping you can talk a little bit about what it means to be officially named the music director and orchestra conductor for the VSA, and maybe a little bit about your background getting involved with the VSA and just overall in your career.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me. It's very exciting to get started with this process. It's been a long 8 months since the conductor search began. And last time I got to conduct the orchestra was back in December and got everything ready to go. And I'm just super excited to up there and do our first outdoor concert. And with the outdoors, theater is absolutely stunning. If you haven't been out there to see it, you need to check it out. It's very, very cool. We've got a whole slew of music for the show, as well as some previews of our February and April concerts. To play Christmas music in August, it's just not right. But we could.
Yeah.
The orchestra is amazing. Really nice to get into making music on a different level and work with this orchestra.
Well, Troy, I know that everybody at the VSA is very happy to have you, and we're all very excited to see what you bring to season 52 with all six shows and just the whole season. It's going to be great. The community is lucky to have you. And speaking of the community, I know one organization that is very involved in the community is Colorado Outdoors. They have really just come in and been a fantastic presence and really gotten involved, which is so great for Montrose and the entire Western Slope. And David Dragoo is with us. He's the president of Colorado Outdoors. And David, I appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you coming on. And I'm hoping you can talk a little bit about the background of Colorado Outdoors as a whole and how you got involved with the VSA.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Colorado Outdoors is an economic development company, and we're focused on revitalizing the northern end of Montrose. And we really are focused on bringing better jobs to the community, trying to bring more housing to the community, and of course to enhance access and increase all of our public lands and our access to our rivers. So that's what we do.
Yeah, and talk specifically about how you partnered up with the VSA and how excited you are about being the concert partner for the inaugural show of season 52.
Yeah, we're very excited. one of the central themes that we like to focus on is getting people, kids, families outside. And we love that we can bring a free event and bring it to the community in a public space. And who doesn't like music, right? So we'll get to see a lot of smiling faces using our parks and recreation, which we love.
Yeah, and it's really a beautiful facility out there at the Montrose Amphitheater. And again, a free show. You can't beat that. And it's still nice that time of year, September 9th. And I know that I'll be out there and a lot of folks listening will be as well. And I just want to mark that date in the calendar one more time. September 9th, the Montrose Community Band will start at 6. Again, that's out at the Montrose Amphitheater. And then at 7, the VSA Orchestra and Chorus will be performing Pops in the Park from Sea to Shining Sea. Now, one thing, and Stacy knows this, but one thing I always like to talk a little bit about is the origin of the themes for season for each season. And I'm hoping Stacy and Troy, too, can talk a little bit about how you landed on Pops in the Park from Sea to Shining Sea, and also some of the other concerts that are coming up in season 52.
Sure. Yeah, most of these themes predate Troy's influence, except for one, which is really a strong one. But the Pops in the Park that's the normal moniker for our outdoor concert. But from Sea to Shining Sea, our music committee came up with it. And the idea was to just celebrate the vast, rich heritage we have of culture and music across our country. And so that landed in Troy's court, and he picked all the music, so he can speak to how he interpreted that theme.
And Troy, yeah, why don't you talk a little bit about how your theme came to be?
The Sea to Shining Sea, they kind of handed me the list and said, what do you want to do with it? And so I spent some time this summer. I took it very literal. We're going to start with some famous marches from the East Coast and make it all the way over to the Beatboys, along with a little bit of a sneak peek. This is a great opportunity for people to come out and see what this orchestra is capable of.
Yeah, no, I know that it is. And I know that a lot of thought goes into these themes. And it's just really catchy and really, again, it's fun for the whole family. And even if folks listening aren't necessarily listening to this type of music in their spare time or they don't have much experience in it, I mean, really, no matter what music is playing, you go out to the Montrose Rotary Amphitheater and see a free show, and it'll really get you hooked. I can guarantee that. And I want to go back to David now. Now, it is a little bit fitting, David, that Colorado Outdoors is sponsoring the outdoor show to kick off the season. How excited are you and your team specifically for this theme? And what would you say to folks who are listening right now who are contemplating coming out on September 9th?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. What we're excited about is to get people outside and using our great public trails and our park system. And one of the things we like a lot about VSA is that it's a lot of professional musicians, but in large part, it's a volunteer organization. And we get to see a lot of our best musicians giving back their time to the community and giving some free entertainment to families. And we think it's a great fit for us and for the rest of the community for sure.
Yeah, and it really is a great idea to have the first show, especially when the weather is so warm outside at the Montrose Amphitheater, which is a place I've been to a lot, and I know a lot of folks head out there as well. And Stacy, I want to take it back to you and ask, if folks listening right now are interested, not only the September 9th show from Sea to Shining Sea, but the rest of season 52, in addition, of course, to listening to these interviews and getting educated about the VSA, Stacy, where can folks go to get more information and not only hear about the lineup and read more about the VSA, but just overall?
Our website is valleysymphony.net. We're also on Facebook at Valley Symphony Association, and we have a lot of information on Facebook that goes out as we lead up to the concerts and get people excited and talk about the playlist and all that kind of good stuff. But our main source of information is going to be on our website at valleysymphony.net.
And that's a great place, a great hub. I've looked at it extensively. That's valleysymphony.net. And I do want to keep it with you, Stacy, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the sponsors who have been able to make season 52 possible. As David mentioned, it is an all-volunteer orchestra and chorus, and it really would not be possible without the support from businesses and organizations in the community. So, Stacy, talk a little bit about some of those organizations and businesses that do participate in sponsoring the VSA.
Absolutely. We have our first two co-season partners, Cimarron Wealth Management and then the David Mize Family, both incredibly generous organizations and groups who are supporting us and have for many years supported us and really have kicked up their support levels to be our first ever co-season partners. And along with concert partners like Colorado Outdoors, we, for the Pops concert, we also have five other concert partners who will be assisting us this year. We've got DME Elevate is doing our November concert. Bank of the West, which is now known as BMO, they're going to be our Christmas concert partner. Montrose Regional Health is going to be our February Night of the Movies concert partner. Budget Blinds is our Hibbett and Bluegrass, our March chorus-only concert partner. And they also, I will add, have generously donated for the first time ever T-shirts we're all going to be wearing on stage. Very generous of Budget Blinds to get us outfitted uniformly and give the musicians a little love with a T-shirt, which is a first ever thing. So we're really excited about that. And then also our final concert of the season in April, Rites of Spring, will be concert partner is Go Big Banners. So those are our really our high level partners. We have many gold, silver, bronze kind of those kinds of supporters. That's more of an individual give back. You can also underwrite an individual musician. You can underwrite a section. You can also this year underwrite our actual concert repertoire. So that would be an individual person helping us purchase music, something I know Troy is very excited about. So if you're interested in that, but there's lots of ways to give back. We also are absolutely looking for volunteers at every level at the, you know, just for concerts, maybe to help us pass the hat all the way up to doing registration when we're at the pavilion, all the way up into committee work and even board work. So if you have a heart for this, we really do need volunteers in our ranks. This is a lot of work. It doesn't seem like it is, but that's a good thing. But we do need help. So if you have an interest and you're a music lover, please let us know.
Very well said. Now that was a very good synopsis of all the support and just kind of a little bit of the inner workings of VSA and how it is able to continue for 52 seasons, which really is quite a feat. And David, I want to give you one more opportunity to talk not just a little bit about what Colorado Outdoors is and its origins, but also what you guys have in the works and maybe some ways that people can learn a little bit more about all the great things you're doing in this community.
Yeah, well, thanks for that question. A lot of what we're doing, you can drive by and see. There's a lot of construction projects going underway now. There's a new distillery that's going to be opening early next year called Shelter Distillery, and they'll have a new restaurant, a brewery, and a distillery. And in addition to that, our Marriott Hotel is going to be opening this fall, and that'll be exciting for the community. And there's also two businesses where you can go on manufacturing tours. One of them is called Secret Creek, and many locals know them as Colorado Yurt Company. You can actually go stay in one of their yurts, take a tour of their facility.
I've seen it. It's awesome.
Really fun.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And then you can stay overnight in one of their yurts. And then the other business is called Mayfly Outdoors, and they manufacture fishing equipment. And you can go see some of their fishing equipment being made. And both are incredibly fun and unique for Montrose, for sure.
No, absolutely. And it really is. You know, I actually moved here just over a year ago, and Colorado Outdoors obviously was in full development and doing big things since I've come. But even in the last year since I've been here, a lot of progress has been made. And I, for one, very excited about all the progress it's going to bring to Montrose and just to the whole Western Slope. A lot of commerce, again, lodging with the Marriott Hotels, and there's just a lot of great things going on. So it's really becoming an important part of the fabric of the community. And David, we all appreciate all the progress that has been made. And Stacy, I want to come back to you to kind of round things out. I know we have spoken a lot about not only the concert schedule, but also how folks can get involved with the VSA and learn more. But I wanted to give you an opportunity for any last words in terms of what folks should be excited about for the VSA and maybe run through that schedule for the upcoming concerts on season 52 one last time.
Sure. Yeah. And I did just want to piggyback on what David said. For our concert, feel free to bike in, and of course you can come over to Cerise Park and then walk over, but you can walk in from River Bottom, take a dog over to the dog park, all that kind of good stuff, and then come over and see us. And two other things, we are going to have some breakout groups, VSA breakout groups, who are going to be at two different events that are coming up in Montrose. One is the Beacon Fest, Thursday, the 14th of September. In the morning, there will be a group of us, different groups of us actually playing at 11 o'clock, the Beacon Fest at the Pavilion. And then the Oktoberfest, we'll have our German band out at Oktoberfest on the 30th of September. So those are two We'll have smaller groups, obviously, that will be playing. And then coming up for the season, again, after Pops, we have our November classic drama, Feel the Music, and that was a theme that Troy came up with. And that is going to be, we have two performances, Saturday, November 11th at 6:30 and Sunday, November 12th at 3. And then our December Christmas by Candlelight, we're actually having the Magic Circle players redo a dramatic reading of Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Awesome.
Those two concerts are going to be Friday, December 15th at 7 and Saturday, December 16th at 6:30. And then coming up in February, our orchestra will be playing Night at the Movies, Hollywood Favorites, starring the classics. That's Saturdays, February 24th and Sunday, February 25th. And then March is our chorus only concert, and they're going to be singing Heaven and Bluegrass, which will be a lot of fun. And that's Saturday, March 30th and Sunday, March 31st. And then we'll round out the season with our April orchestra concert, Rites of Spring, Rhythms of Nature, Saturday, April 20th and Sunday, April 21st.
And it is a jam-packed season 52. And of course, valleysymphony.net is where you can get more information. But one last time I want to mention Pops in the Park from Sea to Shining Sea. It is Saturday, September 9th, with the Montrose Community Band starting at 6 and the VSA Orchestra and Chorus beginning at 7. And, of course, the concert partner for the inaugural show for Season 52 is Colorado Outdoors. Stacy, Troy, David, I appreciate all three of you so much for everything that you do for the community and also for taking the time to speak with me today. One last time, that is valleysymphony.net for more information. We will be checking back periodically as we head throughout season 52 with Stacy and the team and talk more about all the great things going on at the Valley Symphony Association. So thank you all. We will now resume our regularly scheduled programming. I'm John, and this is Town Square Media Montrose.